Today's gospel, I'd like to begin with two stories about Lourdes. The first, I must confess, is of rather dubious relevance, but it's a fun story, so I'm going to tell it anyway. My father was once coming home from the city centre on public transit, and at the bus stop, he met a little old lady with her leg in a cast. He helped her to get on board the bus and then sat down beside her, and he asked her how she'd injured herself. She told him she'd broken her stupid leg in stupid Lourdes. It was her first time out of Ireland, and it was much hotter in France than she was used to, and she felt very tired. She saw a row of stretchers at the side of the road and decided to lie down for a few moments to take a nap. When she woke up, it was dark and she was being carried in procession into the grotto. She tried to explain to the people carrying her that she wasn't injured, but they didn't understand her Irish accent. So that's when she tried to get out of the stretcher by herself and, yes, fell and broke her leg, while the crowd around kept shouting, "C'est un miracle, it's a miracle." The second story is about a family friend, Isabel, who was paralyzed with polio in early childhood. I was only about 7 or 8 years old when she went off to Lourdes, and then I was very excitedly told that she had been cured. I vividly remember my surprise when next she came to visit us, because she was still in a wheelchair. And I asked my mother, I said, "I thought you told me that she had been cured." And my mother said, "No, Isabel didn't say she was cured. Isabel said she was healed. That though she still had the physical paralysis of polio, all the self-hatred, all the questions, all the pain had gone and was replaced with a luminous joy. And until the day that she died, Isabel never lost that joy and never stopped talking about how she'd been healed at Lourdes." And I think Isabel's story has something to teach all of us. All the gospel stories of physical healing point to a deeper recovery. The blind are brought to sight not just with their eyes, but with their minds and their hearts. The deaf come to hear not just human words, but the word of God. The lame are not only able to walk, but they can follow in the way of the Lord. Turning to our second reading, I think for most of us it can be sobering and challenging, because how many of us can honestly say that we're not impressed with power and wealth? How many of us can say that we treat the very poor, the homeless, drunks, prostitutes, and junkies as our sisters and brothers, as our equals before God? How many of us can truly accept that those who are poor in the eyes of the world can be rich in faith and promised heirs of God's reign? I know I wish I could make those claims, but I am still very far from getting there. As far as many of the gospel values are concerned, I am lame and blind, deaf and dumb. I need to be healed. A wholeness of body without a wholeness of spirit is indeed a fractured wholeness. And we all need to be healed in some way or other. In next week's gospel, we will hear Peter speaking for the other disciples, saying to Christ, "You are the Christ." It took him and them much time and listening to the word of God preached by Jesus for their eyes to be opened and their ears to be cleared. Hearing the word of the Lord is also our own path towards healing, towards wholeness. Jesus cures us by his word. Christ opens our eyes and loosens our tongues. Let us therefore listen carefully to the word of the Lord, and then loudly proclaim it in speech and in action. Let us show everyone we know that Jesus Christ truly is our Lord and Messiah.